7.
You know, what we know is that we're following all the appropriate legal channels and working with various other countries to make sure that rule of law is observed.
That's the president talking about Edward Snowden and the NSA as far as his leak job and what the rule of law is. That's where we begin on this path for this hour. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. What's shaking in your world these days? Thanks for popping into America tonight. Remember, you can be part of the conversation. Conversation is surrounding really three letters, the NSA and the IRS. I had lunch today with somebody who said, how about the IRS? Not much is being talked about these days with the IRS. Oh, contraire mon frere. Plenty is being investigated and talked about. They're just trying to keep a lid on as much as they can. The latest with the IRS is that the screenings are much broader than originally thought, although we sort of knew that. We knew that it wasn't just conservative groups. There were also some liberal groups, even though the majority tended to lean toward the conservatives, like the Tea Party groups that were looking for tax-exempt status. As far as the NSA is concerned, Edward Snowden is not looking for tax exemption. He's looking for flat-out relief from his situation. We've talked about the labeling thing because we feel comfortable labeling people hero, traitor, loser, whiner, baby, whatever. Whatever you think applies to Snowden. Jay Carney bombarded at the White House briefing on questions about Snowden, the NSA, and where is he? Here's what he had to say.
The request that was made complied with all of the requirements of the U.S.-Hong Kong surrender agreement. We are just not buying that this was a technical decision by a Hong Kong immigration official. This was a deliberate choice by the government to release a fugitive despite a valid arrest warrant, and that decision unquestionably has a negative impact on the U.S.-China relationship. The U.S. had been in communication with Hong Kong about these inquiries, and we were in the process of responding to the request when we learned that Hong Kong authorities had allowed the fugitive to leave Hong Kong.
Okay, so did you understand what he said there? Blah, blah, blah. Hong Kong, China actions. What about Russia? Putin. Could we be more in a tense situation, a stare-off, a face-off with Russia than back to the Cold War days? First of all, they're sending arms to Assad. Second of all, we don't trust them as far as we can throw them. Third, they're trying to help Snowden, and we're caught in the spider's web of all of that. It's not going to matter because Putin doesn't really care. He's gave him safe passage, fine, move on. But will Ecuador be the place where Snowden lands and is not extradited? And it seems to be Ecuador, Ecuador, Ecuador. They're making those decisions now. To the IRS screening of groups that were looking for tax exemption, now the list is getting bigger than was previously disclosed. Not a shock. You have Danny Werfel, who's shaking things up as the acting IRS chief. He found much more than was originally thought, really, including the fact that there were piles and piles of close examinations of certain applications. He's being vague as to what was on the lists, but there were a lot of categories and cases over a broad spectrum, is how he called it. And he said that he found lists contained, this just gives you a clue, what he's calling inappropriate criteria that was in use. Inappropriate criteria. You know, here's the thing, and this is why this just chafes all of us. The IRS will dog you for every last dollar when you're the person not making very many dollars. Man, I'm telling you, you will get a note in the mail that you owe this, or did you remember you owed this, or do you remember back when you were a grasshopper that your parents owed this, and so now that debt goes on to you? Or do you remember back in your second marriage that you filed jointly, and did you realize he didn't pay whatever that was? I have heard so many stories from so many people about horrific taunts by the IRS. So now this happens, and they're exposed. This has exposed a major nerve. they don't want to be exposed and have any nerve damage. But this is what it is. Since last month, really month and a half, we now have been made aware of what's happened with the groups that they've gone after, where sometimes it's been a year, it's been 2 years, which is insane. 2 years. What is inappropriate terms on lists? What does that mean? That it's bigger, broader than they thought. Inappropriate criteria. Because remember, it was the report that tripped us off by the Treasury Department Inspector General that said that they abolished targeting conservative groups with lists in May of 2012. But now they're saying, well, we've had this improper screening perhaps a little longer than that. Well, how long is a little bit longer than that? These congressional committees have just gone longer and longer and longer and longer. There are not enough days left in the calendar year to get through the summer of our discontent with the government investigating document after document related to the screening problems with the IRS, the roadmap to the Benghazi saga that led to the deaths of four Americans, including Ambassador Stevens. The nonsense happening with the military, the State Department woes. We've barely scratched the surface on that one. And your tax dollars and mine, we're paying for prostitutes, for some in the Secret Service and apparently some who are on security detail for the State Department. Whew. Did you realize that? Anyway, with the IRS, at this point, they say they're going to release some documents. They're going to release them soon. Some sensitive information. They're going to let us know what that sensitive information is. Sooner rather than later would be better. What I want to know is how many groups were affected. It sounds as though there were a lot more than initially thought. So does it mean that anyone who pretty much applied for this, you were getting the runaround? You were chasing your tail around because who knows? Oh, too much work for us. All of a sudden we have an increase. We're not used to this. All of a sudden we can't do this because of the Supreme Court ruling, Citizens United. It's really jammed us up. So we're just going to have piles, our inbox overflowing. Absolutely overflowing. Coming up, we would be remiss not to have a sports shorts and talk about some of the things that are happening in the sports world, like a major tennis star knocked out in the first round of Wimby, like the city of Chicago celebrating right now as I do this show because they have won a coveted prize in one of the big four sports. Do you know which one that is? Even if you hate sports, I am certain that you have an inkling as to what I'm talking about. Plus, plenty of you send me emails with thoughts on the NSA and Snowden and making tracks for him, the IRS, and a few other things, too. So we'll shake up that mailbag and let some of the snail mail fall out. We'll get to those coming up at the bottom of the hour. So hang with us.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey. Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
With us here on America Tonight. I got to tell you, I'm very stoked about some news I heard today. And the news I heard is, yes, indeed, we want to welcome another affiliate to the family, WTLS 1300 AM in Alabama. We think it's Tallahassee, Alabama. It's, if you look at it on a map, it's in a sweet spot. Man, it'd be fun to go driving all through that area. But anyway, we're psyched, very psyched to be on the station. Woo-hoo! Yeah, we're going to get Senator Jeff Sessions on the show. We've put in a request for that. He's always loquacious anyway. It's been a while since I've had him on, but I've had him on in the past, so we're going to get him back on the show. And he's got a lot to talk about with immigration and a few other things happening in Washington. Plus, they're the home of the Crimson Tide. So think of Alabama. What a machine Alabama is. You know, back-to-back championships. Last time, was it even a contest, the way they ripped apart the Fighting Irish. So, again, welcome WTLS listeners, 1300 AM in Alabama. Oh, man, they have those little Debbie Goo Goo clusters. That's worth a road trip in itself. Worth a road trip. All right, speaking of road trips, boy, Edward Snowden is on a wild road trip, isn't he? He, of course, does not have an American passport. At this point, that's been revoked, but that was obvious. But he has a secret weapon. The secret weapon for this NSA leaker, whistleblower, is the fact that he's surrounded by the knowledgeable people, including an attorney representing Julian Assange, who runs WikiLeaks. So think of that brain power there and how much protection he'll get out of that, which is a lot. And they're surrounding him and making him feel comfortable. They know what to do. They got him in touch with the Ecuadorians, and they're reviewing that process right now. That's probably his best push. There are a couple on the list. Cuba makes sense, hates the United States. Of course, they would embrace him, and they would also love to get any information out of him that they could. Russia, we knew, was on the list, but Ecuador is perfect for Snowden. Because I'm telling you, this president, Rafael Correa, hates the United States, hates the West, hates the government. And he's, you know, in his own world, he's filed tons of court cases against journalists, including an $80 million libel suit against El Universo employees. And he says the media is his greatest enemy. So this would be a big deal to him. If they work it out, that's where he goes, because it's too easy. It's too easy to slide there if they can make it happen. So it still becomes the same question. What ultimately happens to him? I mean, I can't get away from the Snowden thing, and do I think he's a traitor? I'm saying off the air, just conversations that somebody starts in a bank line. This is the honest to God's true story. This is a true story. Bank line, somebody asked me, said something to me about it, didn't know any connection to the show. Pumping gas the other day, somebody mentioned something about it because there was a radio on in the background and they were talking about it. And then I was in a grocery line, and somebody, the butcher, said something to me about it, too. So, it is the question. Does he get asylum in Ecuador? Has he screwed us and sunk our battleship because he had the playbook, and he put the playbook out there for all the world to see? The answer to the playbook thing is it's been out there for a long time. I talked to a source at the Pentagon today. I've cited this book a couple of different times. It's called Top Secret America. And the reason I use that is because a longtime investigative reporter for the Washington Post, who got a couple of Pulitzer Prizes and who has massively deep connections in D.C., especially with intelligence, laid it out in the book. It's information that was there at our fingertips, but you'd have to have time. You'd have to do some digging. And they did it. They put the locations of hubs where some of the communities are, where they're pulling these people, these contractors. Also, different command units that have been set up, meaning, I shouldn't call it a unit, different command posts that have been set up where they're digging through some of this information that we've been talking about with the NSA. So it's there for the taking, and it was there. What she dug up was information that you could have dug up yourself. It would take hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and they did an excellent job on this. But this Top Secret America is right there underneath our noses. So what was happening with the NSA, I think the big shock for everybody is, okay, here it is on a silver platter served up to you. Yes, you are having your phone conversations are being pulled. The numbers are being pulled. And if that bothers you, well, that's what we do in this country since 9/11. So it's happening to you. Rex in Illinois, welcome to the show. Hey, Rex.
How are you doing, Kate?
Good. What's on your mind?
Nothing. I'm congratulating Chicago. I was really wanting to see the Bruins win, but by golly, what a hockey game.
It was a great hockey game.
I mean, it was just the whole series.
Yeah.
Anyway, I find it really kind of ironic and funny. Here's our press secretary taking off with this situation where the Chinese did not hand over this gentleman.
Yeah.
And he's saying, well, we don't believe it's just a small-time thing. You know, it's some little person in Hong Kong. It had to come out from the top. when at the same time when it first came out about the IRS scandal, it was, okay, it was just this little office in Cleveland. You know, it just kind of blew my mind.
I know.
Just to me. So anyhow, now, if the Republicans can't regroup and put some muscle in this bill to get the borders closed, that party's lost. It's in the abyss. In my humble opinion, it doesn't look like they're going to be able to do it. So
you know what, Rex, I agree with you, because where can the Republicans go? You can't.
There's
2016.
Nowhere for them to go.
No, 2014, 2016. You really can't afford to lose key spots in 2014 and to lose another presidency. Wow.
No, they've got to find some type of ground to stand on and come back and battle and do this type of stuff. And you made a great point when these politicians don't stay in Washington. I can remember when I was a kid, Dirksen and Johnson used to fight like cats and dogs. But that didn't stop them from going and have a toddy every now and then and, you know, discussion issues.
Yep.
I mean, they were just very opposed in political philosophy and stuff like that. And I hope the great state of Texas gets to stop this process, because I'm an old guy now, and when I went to school, it was the start of what I considered reverse racial discrimination, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this affirmative action stuff. So you ought to get to school wherever you can go to school based on merit. That's all.
I agree. Unfortunately, what happens, though, with big universities, with the avalanche of applications, the desirable spots, they can only accept so many, in trying to keep class sizes to a smaller percentage so that people are actually educated. But what the merits that are should be considered are things that are academics, along with the well-rounded person, things they've done in high school, activities that they were part of, that kind of thing. And plus, of course, always the entrance exams, because people complain about that. But you talk about the SATs or the ACTs, but especially the SATs are heavily weighted. Well, that's what happens. That's part of the deal. But looking at affirmative action, swinging the needle in the opposite direction, the minorities who are going, especially to the big schools, they don't want that. They want to get there on their own merits, not because they checked a box and they're meeting some quota. I hope we are beyond quotas. We're checking the mail next.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Band has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Affirmative action. I say it's too divisive as well. Not everybody agrees. Speaking of divisive, I threw it up on Facebook today just to see what people would say. And boy, I ignited a firestorm when saying that no surprise that the robes ducked the controversy, which is what they did this time around by tossing it to a lower court. A couple of people said things like, you know what, this is about time that this happened. Like one guy, John, said you don't fight off segregation rather by causing it. Race isn't supposed to be an issue in any of this, so stop making it an issue and let the best applicants proceed regardless of race or color. That sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds like that's what should be happening. I understand what happened before and why there were so many problems and why there was the need for affirmative action. But people, haven't we gotten beyond this? And now are we reversing the situation in some cases? It's ridiculous. You know, ridiculous. And some are missing the point. But to be sure, there are a lot of hot opinions about it. You might have one. It's a Supreme Court 7-1 decision to kick it back, like I said, sidestepping the big ruling on the Texas affirmative action decision So the lower courts ultimately will deal with this again, because they're not going to deal with the constitutionality of it, the bigger issues of that. So that's why they tossed it back. It was Abigail Noel Fisher who sued the university after her college application was rejected in 2008. She was a high school senior looking to go to her dream school, which was the University of Texas, and they said nope. Nope, 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 nope. By the way, the Supreme Court, I'm just going to kick this in quickly here. They got a couple of other big, big issues coming up, including same-sex marriage, the constitutionality of same-sex marriage, and also looking at another aspect of same-sex marriage when somebody is legally, in one of the states where it's legal, married to a same-sex partner, the idea that they're entitled to pensions and health care benefits and all that kind of stuff. So there's some landmark things that could happen here in the next week, But what is interesting, and one caveat to the Supreme Court decision, 7-1 makes it harder for institutions to actually justify diversity in certain cases. So they can't necessarily pull that out the way they used to. And they'll think twice about doing it, I believe, and then we'll see what the lower courts ultimately decide. All right, time to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So, not surprisingly, affirmative action on the minds of many. That was the big setup. So Ron says, wow, affirmative action. I think of my life and my family and where we wouldn't be if affirmative action wasn't in place. I can tell you some horrific stories about people who were discriminated upon. Yes, that word discriminated upon, because there was no check or balance. And because of that, they didn't get the fair shake. They didn't get the same kind of money or the same job. And I'm talking about my grandfather and my own father. By the time affirmative action came around for me, it was a godsend, Kate. And I think it's a big mistake to think that we are equal in this country no matter what the color of our skin is. I'm not race baiting. I'm not throwing out sour grapes. The truth is just the truth. And that therein lies the problem. Different points of view. Where did he grow up? Is it someplace in an inner city? No. Or is it someplace in the suburbs? Who knows? And then ultimately, what was that life like growing up? Okay, here's one from Rick in Illinois. And Rick says, affirmative action, it's about time. Good for that girl for challenging what happened to her. Her whole life she wants to go to the University of Texas. So she pushes, gets involved in other programs so she'll look more attractive to the university, kills herself to get good grades, and then she shockingly does not get into the school that she wants to go to because they've chosen to pick others who happen to have something that she didn't possess, and that was skin of a different color. This just creates problems between all kinds of people, and she was smart to challenge it. She was smart to do that. Okay, so let's move on to another one. This one isn't about affirmative action. This one is about Paula Deen. And Jake in Austin says, wow, shame on the queen of Southern hospitality. Or maybe shame on the people who were going after Paula Deen. She was being sued, and she was asked in a deposition, Kate, whether or not she used the N-word. And she was being honest. She talked about being robbed while she was a bank teller and a black man putting a gun to her head, and that's what she yelled out. She also talked about some other things that had occurred in her life that weren't racist in any manner, but it's the way things were discussed, if you will, in the South, and now everybody is dropping her. Yeah, she's gone from the frying pan right into the eye of the storm. She is in the middle of the firestorm. Here's what I'm wondering, if her pal Oprah Winfrey will interview her, because, one, it's controversial, people are talking about it, and that's the kind of things that Oprah Winfrey now likes to do, and probably did before because she can always get those kind of people, but she knows Dean and their friends. So I would think that she could have her on the show and discuss it, the show that she does on her own network, but maybe not. I don't know. The bottom line is, should she have lied? It was strictly a deposition that we're talking about. So should she have said, no, that was misunderstood, and that's not what that was about, or should she have tried to dance around it? She didn't try to dance around it. She's like one of these people that just plops out the information about anything. So she just plopped out the information. And this is a lawsuit. So this is why this came out, because of the deposition and the lawsuit. All right, believe it or not, we got one more on that. Lester in New York says, hey, America, tonight, I don't know why, but this Paula Deen stuff somehow has kind of tripped my trigger, so I decided I would shoot you a quick email. I don't really blame the sponsors for bailing on Deen because of the reaction other people have to her. They don't want to be associated with somebody who is a pariah at this point. And I think that's going to hang around her for a little while. Do I think she can shake it off? I do. Do I think it'll cost her millions in the end? Yes. Well, see, therein lies the question. How long does she have to apologize? What happens to make her bounce back? And what do we learn from this? What if she was supposed to lie in her deposition or not? So Smithfield Foods, which they're a big pork producer, they dropped her because they sponsored her. And so did the Food Network. Her contract's done. They're not renewing her contract. She's made a lot of appearances on the Today Show, and she's supposed to be on the Today Show on Wednesday for those of you who are interested. Okay, let's take something else. Here's one from Joe, who says, Kate, Benghazi, I know you were really hounding us about the Benghazi thing. You had a couple of interesting people on, and I'm wondering right now where that stands. Are there people looking into it anymore? Is it just the controversy of the moment and now it's gone away? Or can we expect to hear some more? I think you can expect to hear some more. Just because you didn't hear about the IRS, you didn't hear about Benghazi, it doesn't mean that it's not happening. In fact, the House subpoenaed a bunch of people connected to the Benghazi investigation. So they're looking for answers. They're not dropping this ball. Daryl Issa has really nothing standing in his way. So he especially is interested in finding out as much as he can about what happened that night, what happened in subsequent nights, you know, whatever it takes to get to the bottom. Whatever it'll take to find out the things that happened or didn't happen there and who you can pin it on. Because he is definitely looking for somebody. And remember, Chris Stevens, the ambassador, was taken down. Three other Americans died September 11th, 2012. And there were so many things to pick apart in this that should have happened that didn't happen. And I think by going through the latest rounds of stuff, that's making it much more plausible. So, you know, the Republicans have accused the Obama folks of misleading the public about the case or cause, really, of the attack. And they play down terrorism, because I think of all the heat that they're taking because they don't want people to be alarmed. But you can't screen out that information. You cannot do it. All right, it's about the numbers. We're going to hit the numbers next, and we can count. You can hit the numbers as well, 855-266-8, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Stanley Cup without going through some rough spots, and you know, we were down 3-1 against Detroit, and even down 2-1 in this series, and we never gave up. We always believed that if we worked hard enough, something good could happen for us, and this is something that we'll never forget. You get your name on the Stanley Cup.
I'm sure I'll enjoy it in the next few days or the next couple months over summer, but someone told me it's the fourth American to win. I mean, that means a lot.
If you want to leave, I'm with it.
Sweet! There's some big numbers for you. We can count 2-4 years for the Chicago Blackhawks. They were trailing, check this out, 2-1 with under 2 minutes left in Game 6. Man, I was already texting Matt Johnson about some of the stuff we had seen, And then two goals in 17 seconds. Boom. Cup. Game over. That's it. Took six. Craziness ensued for the Blackhawks. And always so classy about hockey, you shake hands, even though it was just devastating to Boston on their home ice. But they lose the game 3-2, and they lose in six. And what an incredible season it was for both teams. Brian Bickle, I said this before, he had the game-tying goal with 1:16 left. And then Dave Bolin hit the game winner with just under 59 seconds to go. Not what I was expecting, because it really was looking like a game seven. Crazy. Patrick Kane ends up being the MVP. What a series it was, don't you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. It was one of those series that everyone that was watching it was just talking about it the next day and talking about how it was such good hockey. It really was. And I'll be honest with you, I thought this was going to go to a seventh game because Boston dominated the first probably two periods and most of that third as well. And then it's just that those last 2 minutes, they couldn't finish the deal, and you end up with two goals in 17 seconds, and it's being a Minnesota Viking fan and thinking you're going to the Super Bowl two different times, then having the rug pulled out from you, I can totally relate to any Bruins fans out there because, man, I mean, I don't think anybody thought that one, Chicago was going to win that game and win it in regulation either.
No, not in regulation. I thought it may be overtime, but then that didn't happen. So first you get the tying goal, and that's what it was looking like, and that was it, boy, boom. Just, you know, like Game 6 in Philly last time around, the same thing. They had a lot of ups and downs in that game, and then they won it. So Chicago does it again. I mean, just incredible.
And they won, you know, what was it, 3 games in a row. They won the first game of the series, then lost games 2 and 3, then won games 4, 5, and 6, which, I mean, that's another thing. They didn't look like the better team in a lot of those games, and then would just manage to pull out these victories like they did tonight. And a couple stats, Patrick Kane becomes the third American in a row to win the Conn Smythe Trophy, which is the MVP of the Stanley Cup. And then Jonathan Toews, he and Wayne Gretzky are the only two captains to win a Stanley Cup before their age of 25. Two Stanley Cups.
Yeah, and Toews was amazing in this series. He really, really was. Those are great stats. Thanks for that. Patrick Kane, terrific. I mean, absolutely terrific. Tuukka Rask, though, was interesting because he was the hottest goalie in the NHL, and he's Boston's goaltender. So as Matt was saying, the best observation that, you know, he gave you there is that Boston was really on fire through so much of the series. And even in this game here, it really looked as though, for sure, you could have walked away from the tube, walked away from the bar if you're at the sports bar, just glancing at this and thinking, oh, yeah, this is going to be a Game 7. And, man, it was not a Game 7, so congratulations. They're world champs. You know, we got four big sports and then a whole bunch of others, because I know a lot of you love other sports, soccer, you know, NASCAR, et cetera, and there are tons of sports. Sports have exploded, like politics. There's so much similarities between politics and sports. The us's and the them's. We're going to get them. We're going to destroy them. And I can't tell you the cliches that you could apply both to politics and to athletes and to politicians, actually. So Wimbledon is going on, too, so let's throw that out because the best of the best are playing on the grass. Here's a real shocker. This is one of the big upsets. Rafa Nadal was knocked out in straight sets on Monday by a player who's 135th in the world. It's his first loss in the opening round of a Grand Slam event ever. Steve Darcis of Belgium stunned him 7-6, 7-6, 6-4. So, you know, he had two tight sets, but it doesn't matter. He lost. So he ends Nadal's 22-match win streak and eliminates one of the big four of men's tennis on the very first day of the Grand Slam, one of the Grand Slams, on the grass in London. Such a shock.
It's not the right day. So just I tried my best out there in every moment. Was not possible for me this afternoon. And that's all. No, the opponent played well. I had my chances. I didn't make it.
He had his chances and he didn't make it. So that's it. He's done. You know, the interesting thing is, in like so many other sports, people pay a ton of money to go and see a Wimbledon match because there just aren't enough tickets to go around. And the people who pay want to see the superstars. Not that an upset isn't great, and not that this kid from Belgium, I mean, huge shout out to him for the way he played, but for the people that go and pay the pony up the money, they want to see the superstars. And so this is one superstar who is done. He's out of this, and he just goes home to chill and rest, I think, because of some of the injuries that he is that he's had. Here's a good note. This would be, I think, a daily salute or a positive mention anyway. This guy is the ultimate good guy. I've met him a couple of times. This isn't name-dropping because a lot of people have met Jim Kelly, and it's because of what I do that I met Jim Kelly in going to cover Buffalo a few times or cover the Cowboys playing twice Buffalo. So Hall of Famer and former Bills QB Jim Kelly is cancer-free, which is great news because he had such a severe form of cancer. He underwent surgery to remove part of his jawbone that had the cancer. And, I mean, he says that he was just shocked that this was happening anyway. What happened was, I mean, it's crazy what they can do. He had the left side of his jaw along with the teeth on the left side of his mouth, as well as a few front teeth removed during the surgery. And they did a skin graft to replace what was removed. They do tissue harvesting from his left leg. Imagine this. This is the jaw, the half of the jaw. They take tissue from the left leg to use in the mouth. So they had to just remove most of the jaw on his left side. I mean, how wild is that? You know, knee surgeries and all the other shoulder surgeries and things that he's had is one thing, but he says it was just constant pain. But the fact that they could do this and they could say that he is cancer-free is huge and is a big-time relief, he says, because, you know, even though there's no, you know, that the cancer could return, he did what he had to do to cut it out, and they did this drastic kind of surgery. And how about that? He was shocked when he got the diagnosis for it and then went through, ultimately, I think, what is a pretty scary, scary procedure. So good news there.
Throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.